Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While the countdown is on for the Georgia Senate runoff dates, request your absentee ballot now, please, because December 7th is the voter registration deadline. Did you hear me? I said December 7th. If you have not registered, that is your deadline. December 14th through the 31st is early voting, and January 5th, of course, 2021, is Election Day. We are voting for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, Georgia. Come on, let's go. All right, let's show them. We got something to prove, something to show. We need to continue our fight. Yes, we do. They need to be in D.C. Yes, they do. Right. We can do it. All right. Switching gears now. It's time for the Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That's for you, Jay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, Election Day was the worst day of my life. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 27-year-old woman, and I have three children by my ex-boyfriend. I say ex because we just broke up on Election Day. We had been together for 9 years and started a family together, but things started going downhill recently. A few years ago, we moved to a new city, and we both had great jobs, and we opened a small business together. We were finally getting the financial freedom that we needed for our family, so I thought it was the perfect time for us to get married. I was so wrong. I found out on Election Day that he was cheating on me with one of our employees, and I was shocked but not surprised. I told him to get out, and I put all of his clothes outside on the porch. The next day, he went public with his new girlfriend. He didn't take my feelings or the kids' feelings into consideration. He moved in with his new girl and her child. He thinks I should accept everything and move on, but I already have a problem with the co-parenting, and he left me with our shared bills and living expenses. We have three children that no longer have a father in the home, and he expects them to come stay with him at this other woman's house. This all just happened on Election Day, and he's already pressing me to see the children. I told him no, it's too soon, and he went off on me. My question to you is, what do I do now? What's the best way to co-parent in this situation? I want to remain civil with him, but this is too much. Yeah, this is way too much. First of all, I am sorry that this happened on Election Day, and I hope this does not mean you're not going to go out and vote and everything. We got to get that straight. It just happened on that day, okay? But don't let Election Day be, you know, traumatic for you or anything like that. Go ahead and go vote. And I'm sorry that he did this to you and the kids. I really am. Steve, I said that because, you know, Election Day, whenever she thinks about it now, she's going to think about the breakup, you know, that association.
I'm pretty sure she ain't worried about voting right now.
I guess the first thing I would do is file for child support, because he's out. He's living with someone else and their child. File for child support because he's right. You should move on. You said you guys had great jobs. You have a business and all of that. So, you know, file for child support. Make him start paying now. And you need some kind of financial help with the children. If this is how he treats you after 9 years and three kids, he would have been a crappy husband anyway. I mean, you know, so it's a good thing you didn't marry this guy. He's disrespectful. And you're right. This is all too soon. He moved in with this woman the next day. And this woman is your employee. I can see why I would be shocked and surprised. This woman is out of control and out of order. You haven't had time to process any of this because he's already moved in and moved on. Thank God you didn't marry him. He's a loser, I just think. And just remember, when it comes to the kids, don't let them stay away from their dad too long, okay? Don't punish him by using the kids. You know, some women do that when they're bitter. Please don't do that. Go through the court system, get full or joint custody, and just try to make this as painless and as possible for the kids. You know, if you didn't have three kids involved, it would probably be maybe a different response for me, but you got to be mindful of the children. You really, really do in this situation. But first of all, make sure that he's going to pay some child support. That's number one for me. Steve?
Wow. This letter right here is really a trip, because I'm going to have to tell you something, sister. You're 27 years old with three kids by your ex-boyfriend because y'all broke up on election day. Y'all been together 9 years and started a family together. Now, let me stop right here. Three kids, 9 years. You waited too long for a commitment. Now, I know this is water over the dam, but I'm just talking to women out there who are in similar situations. You can't just play house with these men like this. Because when you get to the point where it's time to make a decision where he did, where he gonna just go his own way, there has to be a consequence for that. See, and one thing about marriage is it makes you fight a little bit harder. It makes you have to consider wayward decisions, adverse actions. Marriage causes you to pause and think about the cost or the repercussions. But you don't have that because you waited too long to get it. You know, I'm sorry. Y'all moved to a new city, great jobs. Got the financial freedom you needed, so you thought. And you thought it was a perfect time for us to get married. This the first time you thought it was a good time to get married. 9 years and three kids later, this is the perfect time. See, that's what I mean. You know, you say I was so wrong. And then you find on election day he was cheating. And we'll get into that when we come.
Yeah, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, election day, was the worst day of my life. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, election day was the worst day of my life.
This is a letter about this 27-year-old woman who I really feel for, that has three kids by her ex-boyfriend. And she say ex because they broke up on election day. Now, they've been together 9 years and they started a family. I said early, and I'll reiterate, three kids, 9 years, you waited too long to get a commitment. See, guys can just walk away from you when ain't no commitment. When you're married, it's different. You got to figure it out. You got to do some arithmetic before you leave. You got to get some stuff figured out. You got to file. It's consequences. You can't play house with people like this, man. You just can't. I'm sorry. That's not the way it's really set up. And then you run into a guy like this. Now, after y'all moved to a new city, you got the financial freedom, you thought. And you thought it was a perfect time for y'all to get married. Three kids and 9 years later, I know this is not the first time you brought this subject up. I know it's not the first time you thought it was a perfect time. Oh, he been telling you, not yet, not yet, not yet. We got to get it together. We got to get it together. Well, now you got it together and you thought it was a perfect time. And then you said, I was so wrong. You found out on election day that he was cheating on me with one of our employees. I was shocked but not surprised. Shocked and surprised kind of sound like the same thing to me. So I don't know what you meant by that.
I don't know
if you were shocked when you found out, but you wasn't that shocked. obviously,
so she felt something was going on between them?
Obviously, there's been some infidelity mm-hmm. before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, for you to be shocked but not surprised. Because obviously, probably, I'm saying this, I don't know this, but he's probably done it before. I told him to get out. Put all his clothes outside on the porch. Next day, he went public with his new girlfriend. So he been just waiting on the out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you put me out? I'm in. Boom. He didn't take my feelings or the kids' feelings into consideration. No, he didn't. He moved in with his new girl and her child. He thinks I should accept everything and move on. And that's hard to do because you were shocked, but you wasn't surprised. So I already have a problem with co-parenting. He left me with our shared bills and living expenses. We have two children that no longer have a father at home, and he expects them to come stay with him at this other woman's house. Okay, see, I don't know what state this happened in, but in most states there's this thing called common law. And if you've been together with somebody and you take them to court, you not only can get some type of child support, but you probably qualify for some type of spousal support, even though you weren't legally married. But no man can leave you with a set of shared bills and living expenses and just go on about his way. There's not a court in the world that's going to let a man get away with that. I can promise you that. So you have a lot of angles you can take, and you should take them.
Absolutely.
Because now he expects them to come and stay with him at the other woman's house. Now, Shirley got a point about you don't want to use the kids as pawns and keep the kids away from their father. But hold up, dog. You can't have your cake and eat it too now.
Yeah.
You didn't want the family, remember? Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden you want the family. So now women go, and you ain't paying no bills around here. You ain't helping out. It's kind of hard, dog.
Yeah.
And this all just happened on election day. Now, Shirley say just keep voting no matter what. We don't even really give a damn about the election in this letter.
Well, she mentioned election.
Well, she mentioned it, Shirley, and I just wanted you to tell her that voting ain't what's important here. We don't have an election. Unless they in Georgia, her ass ain't got to vote for me.
It's always important.
Now, she in Georgia, she got to get her ass back down there because we got
So you want her to get over it and get
here.
Yes.
She could be from Georgia.
You know, I told him no, it's too soon, and he went off on me. He been pressing me about seeing the kids. My question to you is, what do I do now? What's the best way to co-parent in this situation? Shirley was right about it. You got to let him see the kids, but I want to remain civil with him. But he wasn't civil to you.
For what?
See, you're being civil. But sometimes you have to make the other person be civil. Mm. See, if he was civil to you, he'd pay his part of the shared bills. Mm-hmm. He would pay his part of the living expense. I'm assuming y'all got a house together, something. He just in bounds. Now he living with this other girl and this other baby.
That's
no, you have to help him be civil. Mm-hmm. You have to take him to court.
What should she do?
For child support and spousal support.
Definitely.
And once your lawyer explains that he up and left with another woman and a child, then he's going to have to pay all these bills. Mm-hmm. Okay? So now, that's what I would do if I was you. And you do have to move on because he's gone.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's the reality of it. He is gone. He ain't coming back. He moved in with her.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame. I feel sorry for
the little
sister.
Don't take him back, even if he comes back.
He's trifling.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.